Welcome to Rock Solid Devotional, a moment to start your day.
Humble yourself so he can lift you up. 1 Peter 5, 1-11. So I exhort the elders among you, as a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, as well as a partaker in the glory that is going to be revealed, shepherd the flock of God that is among you, exercising oversight, not under compulsion, but willingly, as God would have you, not for shameful gain, but eagerly, not domineering over those in your charge, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory. Likewise, you who are younger, be subject to the elders. Clothe yourselves, all of you, with humility toward one another, for God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you. Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world. And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. To him be the dominion forever and ever. Amen. What motivates you at any given time, on any given day? When you get up in the morning, what do you hope for by the end of the day? How about the end of the week, the next month, or the next year? Or what about the end of your life? Each of us will spend our waking hours doing something, investing our lives in something. We will have an attitude and a posture to us as we go about our days. We also all take up certain roles and responsibilities. How do we view those realities? Are we content? Maybe sometimes too content, turning into lethargy. Are we ambitious? Maybe too ambitious, with a sense of anxiousness. As the Apostle Peter wraps up his first letter, he addresses his readers in the different roles they might be in and gives them a few final encouragements that anchor their journey. First, we are not the first one to take on responsibilities of oversight. Everyone has some level of responsibility and influence in and over someone else. Are we looking to Jesus and others, like Peter or other more in-person mentors, to help us see how to do that? Are we overseeing others under our care in the context of humility, relational care, and role modeling the kind of example they need to see? Second, are we mindful that there will be struggle and difficulty in the journey? And one of the reasons is because we have an enemy, an adversary, that actively pursues our destruction. As someone has said, when things are going well, watch out. There is always a saboteur waiting to pull down the good that is being done. Resist the devil and all the ways he would want to undermine God's work. Resist him by being firmly grounded in faith in Christ. As it says in Hebrews, looking to Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. Finally, humbly trust God for the results. Do your job and take care of your responsibilities, knowing that anything eternal to be accomplished will be in the strength and through the power of God, working in us and through us. Jesus has all dominion, and he invites us into the good work of his ever-expanding kingdom. In this context, we can come to the end of any given day, week, month, year, or the end of our lives with confidence, knowing that we have invested the one precious life we have been given for what will last forever, the glory of our great Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Dear Lord, you have given us all we need to humbly serve you for your eternal kingdom and glory. We pray this day that you would be glorified in us and through us, that you would be made known to the world around us, that there is nothing more worthwhile to invest our life in than your kingdom. In love and submission, we surrender ourselves to you this day for whatever you have for us to do. In Jesus' name, amen.